The King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله والصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله الحمد لله عز وجل I welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel back to the beautiful silsila The King of Baghdad الحمد لله عز وجل We have discussed many aspects of the life of Sayyidi Ghaus-ul-Azam, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Inshallah Azza wa Jal, today as well is basically a conclusion of all the discussions we had. It's basically an advice to a disciple, to a murid, that oh murid, you have to do this. Oh disciple of Shaykh Ghaus-ul-Azam Dastagir, this is what you have to do. This is how a murid has to be. This is how Ghaus-ul-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali wants us to be. This is how a Shaykh wants his disciple, his murid to be. So this is something we need to pay attention because we hear about the karamat of Sayyidi Ghaus-e-Azam, we hear about the miracles of Sayyidi Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali. We hear about his studying, we hear about his teaching, we hear about his ibadat, we hear about his nawafil, we hear about his taqwa, we hear about his spirituality. But what does he require from us? How does Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi wants to see us? And as Qadiris, as the murid of Sayyidi Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, as a lover of Huzur Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, there are few amazing benefits which inshallah Azza wa Jal will be mentioned during the silsila. So watch it from the beginning to the end. Try bringing your family members and your children along. So they can also learn about this great personality, a great friend of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the King of Baghdad, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So before we get into the topic, let's listen to a beautiful narration of reciting durood upon the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam beautifully says, the one who recites durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم سيدنا الشيخ عبد القادر جيلاني رحمة الله تعالى عليه is undoubtedly a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala having his connection having his niswat having a relation to him is a ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may we be able to honor and respect this ni'mat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala We are in fact very fortunate that we are the lovers of such a great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Ghaus-ul-Azam Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, إِنَّ يَدِي عَلَى مُرِيدِي كَالسَّمَاءِ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ My hand upon my disciple, upon my murid, is like how sky is over the earth. Allahu Akbar. The spiritual power of Sayyidina Ghaus-ul-Azam Jilani Rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi is upon us. We are covered in his grace, alhamdulillah azza wa jal. At another place, Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, illam yakun muridi jayyidan, fa ana jayyidun. No matter if my murid, if my disciple is not good, I am good, subhanallah azza wa jal. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the love of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Khuda ke fazl se hum par hai saaya Ghaus-e-Azam ka. ہمیں دونوں جہاں میں ہے سہارا غوث اعظم کا مریدی لا تخف کہہ کر تسلی دی غلاموں کو قیامت تک رہے بے خوف بندہ غوث اعظم کا that alhamdulillah due to the fadl and grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala we have the shelter of Sayyidina غوث اعظم جیلانی rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi we have in both the worlds in this world and in the hereafter the support of Sayyidina غوث اعظم جیلانی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ مریدی لا تخف کہہ کر تسلی دی غلاموں کو he kept on sympathizing the murids, the disciples by saying لا تخف don't fear قیامت تک رہے بے خوف بندہ غوث اعظم کا انشاءاللہ. Till the day of judgment, the followers, the lovers, the disciples of Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi shall remain fear-free inshallah azza wa jal. Huzur Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani rahmatullah ta'ala alayhi says that your inner self and your outer self, what you are from inside and what you are from outside, is apparent to me like a mirror. Allahu Akbar. A beautiful Sheikh. ہمارا ظاہر و باطن ہے ان کے آگے آئینہ. Our inner self and our outer self, our apparent being and our inner being is like a mirror in front of سیدنا حضور غوث پاک رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ. کسی شے سے نہیں عالم میں پردہ غوث اعظم کا. There is nothing hidden, there is nothing which is not apparent سیدنا غوث اعظم جیلانی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ. حضرت شیخ عبداللہ محمد بن قائدوانی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ says that حضرت شیخ عبدالقادر جیلانی رحمت اللہ تعالی علیہ has given this blessed glad tidings that no murid of mine will depart from the world without tawbah. That means every murid of mine will inshallah azza wa jal depart from the world having repented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another beautiful narration, subhanallah azza wa jal, this is a wonderful, a delightful news for the murid, for the followers, the disciples of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Sayyidina Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says himself in Qasida Ghawtiya, Muridi la takhaf, Allahu Rabbi, atani rif'atan niltul manali, that O my murid, do not be scared, Allah is my Rabb. Don't fear, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is my Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the master. Allah Ta'ala has given me high and elevated station that I achieve what I hope. What I hope is given to me. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal. Another place, Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says, Nazartu ila biladillahi jama'an ka khardalatin ala hukm ittisali. I look at the cities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala like as if a mustard seed on my palm. Subhanallah. The whole world is in front of the eyes of Sayyidi Huzur Ghawse Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We are just small beings. Definitely, through the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will attain the special nazar-e-karam, a special graceful eye of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So there are numerous benefits what a Qadri enjoys. Many benefits, many specialities which are there upon the lovers of Sayyidina Ghawse Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. But along with that, there are some guidelines for us. There are a few things how we should be. You purchase a car, you know that the car will take you to 180 kilometers per hour or this much speed, or it will carry 7 passengers, it will carry 5 passengers, or maybe it's a 4x4, it can go off-roading, it has so beautiful lights, it has this, it has that. So many excellences. You purchase a device, you purchase a phone or something, you know, it is 50 megapixels camera, it has so many hundreds of GBs inside, it has a beautiful camera, it has a very beautiful display, it has a good body, it is strong, it is waterproof, it is sandproof, you know, you get all those qualities. But along with that, you have a manual for that, you have a guideline for that, that you have to maintain your car, you need to put fuel in the car, you need to put oil in the car, you need to clean it properly, you need to use your phone correctly, you need to charge it correctly, you need to charge this way, you cannot charge with another pin, this is how you run the device, this is how you install internet on this. So there are guidelines. Only then you will be able to enjoy that machine or a certain product. So when we are Qadris, inshallah, by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the merciful eyes of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi will be upon us. So this is a ni'mat, but along with this ni'mat comes a complete package, comes a complete guideline which we have to follow. Let's take some advice from Sayyidina Shaykh Ghawse Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi on few methods, and inshallah try to listen to them and apply them in our lives as well, inshallah azza wa jalla. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh says that no one should ever disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and no one should ever leave the rope of truthfulness. A person should be always obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and a person should always be truthful in what he says and what he speaks and what he does. He should never ever have any sort of objection upon the decree and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should always have in his mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of planners. What I may decide for myself may be good, but what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has planned for me, that is the best in my right. So a person should be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a person should be truthful, and a person should be happy upon the decree and the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another beautiful advice from Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. This great Shaykh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was asked about tariqat. What is tariqat? What is spirituality? Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, said that when a person controls his inner desires and his wishes and submits himself in the obedience of the divine sharia of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this will help him to go to the level of spirituality. And then quotes a verse from the Holy Quran that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, translation from Kanzul Iman, and whatever the messenger grants you, take it, and refrain from whatever he forbids you, and fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, indeed Allah azza wa jal's punishment is severe. So this ayat is quoted and it is a lesson for us. Sayyidina Ghawsa Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh continues that a person should master himself, that he should not let anything come into this heart except from wahdaniyat, meaning except from the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should not have any concept of associating partners to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Sayyidina Ghawsa Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that doing this, meaning submitting yourself 100% completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will take you to the levels of spirituality. And gradually, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will start getting benefits, you will start getting rewards within this world, inshallah azza wa jal. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was once asked about tawakkul and ikhlas, sincerity and having trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi says that tawakkul is very similar to ikhlas. Trust is very similar to sincerity, that when a person is sincere in his actions, when a person is sincere in his deeds, he does not expect a return for that. And doing a good deed without an expectation of a return is actually a level of sincerity which comes parallel to having tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was asked about the world, that what is this world? What is in the worldly luxuries? Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that this world is nothing. Take it away from your heart. Once you take this away from your heart, this world will not bring any harm to you. Allahu Akbar. Meaning a person will be completely submitted. He will be completely pleased with the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His only maqsad, his only purpose is the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the pleasure of the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He is not worried about the world, then the world will not harm him. The nafs will not harm him, inshallah azza wa jal. He was asked about shukr once, that Ya Sayyidi, what is shukr? Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that shukr is actually coming to a degree of humbleness, that a person humbles himself and admits the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to the extent that he thanks in a manner while bearing this in his mind, that I have not thanked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enough. This is shukr. Not just thanking, that yes, I have thanked, but thanking with this mindset that how much ever I thank, it is not enough. My Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me so much. Once he was asked about sabr, Ya Sayyidi, what is sabr? What is patience? Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said that sabr is that when any sort of difficulty or calamity comes, a person should not become hopeless of his Rabb, of his Creator Azza wa Jal, and consider himself to be lucky upon the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He should be firm and pleased with the decision of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the definition of sabr. That a calamity comes, when a problem comes, when a difficulty comes, a person is happy that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided this for me, I will be patient. Not that once you have done everything, for example, there is a death in the relatives, there is a death in the house or something, a person has cried over it, a person has complained over it, a person has done everything, at the end he says that I'm making sabr. You meet in a car accident, so instead of making sabr on that, that okay, there might be some betterment for me in this, that it's a car which I faced a loss, it's not my iman. My iman is intact, I am alive, I am fine. Instead of looking at the positives, we usually look at the negatives. But Sayyidina Ghawsa Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali says that a person should be content, he should be pleased by the decree of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have patience. This is what the actual meaning of sabr is. So these were few advices on few different matters of Sayyidina Ghawsa Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, which we have to abide. We need to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to submit ourselves apparently and our inward soul as well to the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to stay firm on truthfulness. We need to create sincerity in our actions. We need to create sincerity and truthfulness in what we say, in what we do. We need to place our trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to place the hope for mercy onto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yet, we should have the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these are the guidelines, a guidelines of a complete Muslim, of a complete mu'min, a complete believer. We need to follow that. And being a follower of Huzur Ghawsa Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whilst having followed his commandments, his guidelines which are given to us, inshallah azza wa jal, we will attain those benefits which Sayyidina Ghawsa Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has promised for his disciples, for his murids. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us firm upon the guidelines of Sayyidina Ghawsa Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. May we follow and act upon the advices of our great Shaykh, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali. Now, few important factors here, that we are the followers of Sayyidina Ghawsa Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, but how should we be as followers? What should we do? What is our responsibility as being a murid? How should we be towards our shaykh, towards our peer, towards our leader, towards our murshid? What should be our role in this? Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, Ala Hadrat, Imam Ahl al-Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Radha Khan, alayhi rahmatul rahman, says it very beautifully, that a disciple, a murid, must not object on his murshid, as this is a deadly poison for him. No matter what, a person should not object upon his peer, upon his murshid, in any way. There would hardly be any murid, any disciple that manages to attain salvation in spite of objecting his murshid. A person cannot expect to attain salvation while he has a tendency on objecting upon the murshid. If he ever fails to comprehend the wisdom behind any action which the murshid, which the leader has done, for example, a peer has done something which a person as a murid is unable to comprehend, so a person should remember the story of Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam and the story of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam. That apparently what Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam was doing may have seemed wrong, but when the results and the conclusion came out, Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam was told the reasons, then it became clear that what Sayyidina Khidr alayhi salam had done was correct. So a person should remember that my murshid, my leader, my peer is correct. I am unable to understand the wisdom behind it. Allah Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali further states that Sayyidina Imam Abul Qasim Khushairi rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali has written in his booklet Risalah Khushairiya that he rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali heard Sayyidina Abu Abdul Rahman Sulami rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali say that his, meaning Abdul Rahman Sulami rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali's murshid, Abu Sahal Sa'aluki rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali, said to him, anyone who says why to the murshid will never be able to attain salvation. Allahu Akbar. Dear viewers of Madani channel, this fatwa, this statement of Sayyidi Ala Hazrat rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali tells us about how a murid, how a disciple should be towards his shaykh. As for the so-called murshid, he is not a proper murshid according to the requirements of Sharia. This does not apply to him. Because for a murshid, when we say murshid, we refer to that shaykh who is perfect. Not towards an imposter, not towards that person who is not fit to be called murshid, and thus he is a so-called murshid. It is stated on page 278 of the first volume of Bahar al-Shariat, a masterpiece of Sadr al-Sharia, Badr al-Tariqa, Allama Mawlana Mufti Muhammad Amjad Ali Azami Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, that there are four preconditions for a murshid, for a spiritual guide. These preconditions must be fulfilled before bay'at, before taking the allegiance in the hands of a sheikh, that the murshid must be a Sunni Muslim with correct beliefs. He must have adequate Islamic knowledge that he can find out necessary rulings from the book. He must not be a fasik mu'alim. He should not be an open sinner. For instance, the one committing such sins as missing salah openly, taking drugs, abusing, meeting and talking with unveiled women freely, allowing women to kiss or press his hands or feet, watching films and dramas openly, shaving his beard or trimming it less than a fist length. Such people who are committing sins openly, who are open sinners, that means that condition of being a spiritual leader is not fulfilled. So the third condition is that he must not be a fasik mu'alim. He should not be an open sinner. His spiritual order must be connected to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam without any distortion, without any breakage in between. So these four conditions, when they meet, only then a person qualifies to be a spiritual leader. And when these conditions meet, meaning he is a perfect sheikh, he is a murshid, now those conditions will come that do not say anything bad about them. Respect them unconditionally. Do not even say why regarding their decision or regarding what they have commanded you to do, because they are firm on Sharia and they will not give you any order which contradicts the Sharia. So these four essential preconditions should always be in our mind when we decide to take bay'at on a sheikh, inshallah azza wa jalla. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnah, the reviver of Sunnah, the eradicator of bid'ah, scholar of Sharia, guide of tariqah, Allama Mawlana Al-Haj, Al-Hafidh, Al-Qari, Al-Shah, Imam Ahmad Ridha Khan, alayhi rahmatul Rahman, has said, the murshid has countless rights to be fulfilled by his disciple, by his murid. Some of them, inshallah, I will mention to you. Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali says that a murid, a disciple, should remain as submissive to his murshid as a dead person, a helpless person in front of a living person. He should consider the pleasure of his murshid as that of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the murshid's, the shaykh's displeasure as the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For himself, he should regard his murshid the best of all. Even if a disciple attains a favor apparently from someone else, he should still consider it as a favor of his own murshid. A murid should remain prepared to sacrifice his wealth, life, offsprings and everything for his murshid. Even if any act of murshid appears to be contrary to Sharia or even a major sin, the disciple should not object to it, nor should he give away to any of an ill opinion. Instead, he must consider it as his own misunderstanding. Maybe you saw something wrong. As long as the conditions had met of being a murshid, a disciple, a murid, must not forsake his murshid. He should consider even a mere thought of it as harmful as fire. He should not become anyone else's murid, even if he sees another person flying in the air. He should avoid even talking while present in the court of his murshid out of respect. He should keep his eyes, ears and heart completely attentive when the sheikh speaks. If the murshid ever asks about something to the murid should instantly reply, and his reply should be gentle. After the reply, he should be silent again. The disciple should respect his murshid's clothes, sitting place, offsprings, house, the area and city. Everything related to the murshid, to the sheikh, should be respected. He should not say why to his murshid's command. In other words, he should never argue, nor should he delay in carrying out the commands of the murshid. Instead, he should prefer it over all the things. A disciple should not sit where the murshid sits, even if the murshid is absent. If the murshid is alive, the disciple should daily make supplication, dua, for the murshid's protection and well-being. If the murshid has passed away, the murid should make isal sawab and fatiha for the murshid. A murid should remain a friend of the friend of murshid and consider the enemy of the murshid as his enemy. In short, after Allah Azza wa Jal and His Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a murid, a disciple, should wholeheartedly prefer his relation to his murshid to everyone else's in the world and stick by his shaykh. When a disciple, when a murid becomes devoted to his murshid to this degree that he is blessed with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the help of the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and the help of the awliya Allah in his life, at the time of death, in his grave, at the bridge of Sirat, the blessed pond and everywhere else, even if the murshid is apparently not of a very high rank, he will definitely lead his disciple, his murid, to spirituality elevated murshid, as this Qadiriyya order is linked with Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, from whom to Sayyidina Ali karramallahu ta'ala wajhahul kareem, from whom to the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, and then finally to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, it is imperative that the murshid fulfills the four conditions which have been mentioned. Then the disciple's firm belief may bring about fruitful results, inshallah azza wa jal. So a person who is firm on sharia, only that person can qualify to become a peer. Our peer, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, is peeran-e-peer. He is the peer of the peers. He is our murshid, he is our grand shaykh. Inshallah azza wa jal, we make intention that we will be firm on the guidelines and the advices of Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. We should never ignore or neglect the commandments of Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will attain the favors from our blessed, our spiritual master, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on the love of Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us firm on being the slave of our peer or murshid. May I be the slave of my Shaykh Sayyidi Amir al-Sunnat Tahmad Barakatum al-Aliya. Likewise, wherever you are watching from, whoever your Shaykh may be, follow them. Obey the commandments. Whatever they tell you, close your eyes and follow them. Because a Shaykh wants that his murid should come in the levels of spirituality. A Shaykh demands the best for his murid. And inshallah azza wa jal, with the connection of ours with our Shaykh, this connection will ultimately be with Sayyidina Shaykh Huzur Ghaus-e-Paak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and the faizan and the karam of Sayyidina Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh will be upon us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the faizan of Sayyidina Huzur Ghaus-e-Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Keep watching Madani channel, keep watching the silsila, the King of Baghdad. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam, the King of Baghdad, Ghaus-e-Azam.